This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So, John, remember Iraq? Remember that little war there?
It's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on. We still have 120,000 troops there. And as many people know, President Obama has promised to reduce that number to about 50,000 by next August. But this all may be complicated because what we found out is the Iraqi parliament announced yesterday it's reached a stalemate overriding new election law. And that could delay the upcoming election that was scheduled for January 16th. The reason this matters is that the troop reduction for U.S. troops was tied to the end of the election there. So joining us to explain this is Rod Norland. He's the New York Times foreign correspondent in Baghdad. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
What is the stalemate over?
Well, the stalemate ostensibly is over Kirkuk and how to handle the status of Kirkuk and who in Kirkuk can vote, how many voters there are. But a lot of people think what's really going on is a desire to force things back to the old election law, which would mean closed lists so the voters wouldn't actually know who they were voting for. They would just vote for a slate, a party slate.
They just vote for a party, and that party would choose who went into what offices, which is how they used to do it, right?
Right. Essentially, that's the way they used to do it. But they also used to not include Kirkuk in the voting because that issue was just so thorny to solve. And everyone kind of agreed to put it off till later until there's actually a solution in Kirkuk, one of the things that the UN has been working on and expects to be spending quite a long time on.
We should explain that the reason why Kirkuk has isolated that particular area?
Well, Kirkuk is claimed by Arabs, Turkmen, and Kurds. The Kurds pretty clearly have a majority of the people there now, but a lot of those people came after Saddam Hussein fell. The Arabs and the Turkmen accused them of the Kurds of deliberately inflating the numbers or encouraging people to come there so that they could annex Kirkuk to Kurdistan. The Kurds claim that those people are just returning to their original homes. And then there's also disputes among the Turkmen and the Arabs over how many of them belong there and whether they actually came from the area and so on.
So
it's a very thorny issue, especially because it's one of the richest oil fields in Iraq.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki was in Washington, and he was actually there to try and get more investment in his country. This stalemate over deciding election law, that must be quite a blow to his international marketing campaign.
Yes, I think, you know, he did go with a couple new investment laws that make it easier for foreign investment in Iraq, but he also hoped to go with a new election law behind him so he could assure investors that they were coming into a country with a stable political system. And right now they're getting exactly the opposite message.
So if this election does not take place in January, does that mean we're not going to see a reduction in U.S. forces there?
Well, no one will actually say that, and particularly in the military command. But what they have said is that after the elections are held, about 30 to 60 days after, that'll be what they call a decision point, when they'll review how many troops they can draw down and how quickly. Right now they have 120,000. That'll probably stay that way through the election. But President Obama has committed us to get that number down to 50,000 by the end of August.
Yeah. Nod Norland is the New York Times foreign correspondent in Baghdad.